Welcome to the podcast of Lansdowne United Methodist Church. We're so glad that you're joining us online. The message for today was recorded on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. The speaker is Pastor David Jacobson. So in this John passage, Jesus had just miraculously fed 5,000 people. This is what the Gospel of John calls a sign. It was as if God had stuck a big post in the ground and nailed a big wooden arrow to it and painted in beautiful, bold, neon letters, "I sent Jesus." And then God placed the sign right in the path of these 5,000 people so that they would come to it, they'd look at it, and they would say, "Yeah, this Jesus really is from God. Let's follow where the sign points. Let's see where this journey takes us." But when those crowds of people track Jesus down, Jesus says to them, "You're looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." It's as if Jesus is saying, "You've entirely missed what this is about. You saw the sign and you said, 'That's a really nice sign. Good color scheme, beautifully written.' But you forgot that the purpose of the sign is to point to something, or in this case, to someone beyond itself." So in other words, Jesus is saying to them graciously, but pretty bluntly, "You don't care about who I am or what my work is. You just liked having all the bread you wanted to eat." Ouch. Jesus had invited all these people over for dinner, and they're so happy with all the food that they don't spend any time with the host. That was a Catholic joke. I don't know if we have any joke for the Catholics. It really wasn't a Catholic joke. Joke for the Catholics. No, but they ignore him. You know, they treat him like a waiter. They came to the party not because of who the host is, but because of what the host can do for them. And I mean, of course, Jesus cares deeply about their problems. Jesus is constantly helping people who are in distress, people who are facing hunger and sickness and death or guilt. And the crowd see the wonderful things that Jesus does, and they say, "I want some of that for myself." But what Jesus wants them to recognize is that he's so much more than just the solution to their problems. Jesus is so much more than the solution to our problems. I mean, how often have we been guilty of following Jesus because of what he does for us rather than simply for who he is for us? And remember in Exodus, God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and God says, "I am who I am," or "I will be who I will be." It could also be translated. We don't get to decide who God is. God gets you to decide who God is. We only get to decide whether we're going to love God or reject God. You know, God didn't have to be provider to the Israelites, but that's who God is. God doesn't have to be loving, but God is love. That's who Jesus reveals God to be. We have a good, good God. And in our worship, we use the language of offering our praise and our thanksgiving to God. And sometimes we use those words interchangeably, but most of the time they actually mean something different. Thanksgiving is, well, giving thanks for what Christ does for us. If Jesus feeds us, we offer God our thanksgiving. If we woke up this morning, we offer God our thanksgiving. Praise, on the other hand, is what we offer to God simply because of who God is. You know, I tell my 4-year-old boy, I'll love him whether he does the things that I ask him to do or not, simply because he is my boy. I hope he does the things I ask him to do, and I'll be upset with him. If he doesn't, I'll probably get punished, but I will love him because he's my boy. In the same way, when we give praise to God, we say, God, I love you for who you are, whether you do the things I ask you to do or not. I mean, God knows we have problems. God knows we have problems. God cares deeply about them and wants us to lift them up to him in prayer, but God knows that the thing that we need, God knows that what we need most in life, what we need for life, is ultimately not food or money or anything in particular, but Jesus himself. As the Scottish writer George MacDonald says, hunger may drive the runaway child to go home, and he may or may not be fed at once, but he needs his mother more than his dinner. Jesus may or may not give us the food we want. But if we have Jesus, we have the food that we need. Because Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. That is who Jesus is. He is the bread of life. He is God's provision for us, just as God sent manna to the Israelites in the wilderness to sustain them on their journey. God sends Jesus to us to sustain us on our journey. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is God for us. Jesus is God beside us. Jesus is God among us. Praise God for who Jesus is for us. And once we understand who Jesus is for us, then we can understand what Jesus does for us. As the bread of life, Jesus is the one who satisfies the hunger inside of every human being. That restlessness that always has us unhappy with some portion of our circumstances, that always keeps us looking to the next thing, that hunger that the world is always trying to satisfy with bigger and bigger displays of money and sex and power, but those things, well, they never seem to get around to actually delivering on their promises of fulfillment. They always have us saying, I need more. The hunger not only remains, but it deepens, not in a good way. Jesus satisfies that hunger. And he does it not by giving us more stuff or even by fixing our problems. He simply gives himself. And he does that knowing that he, in fact, is exactly who we need. So I see that Lent is a time to focus ourselves on that reality, that you know, we fast because food is not our master. Jesus is. We focus on prayer because we need God's help, of course, but we really need to pray because we need God. We read Scripture because by the Holy Spirit, Jesus meets us there. We celebrate Holy Communion, although unfortunately not tonight, because in it, in the most obvious way possible, Jesus gives himself to us there. And there we see Jesus before our eyes as the bread of life. We need the wonderful things that Jesus does in our lives. And by all means, let's pray for them. Let's hope for them. Let's expect them. But let's make sure that we move past the signs to the wonderful reality that they point to, the person of Jesus Christ and the incredible greatness of our God.